is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com. Season 11, Episode 7.
Hey, everybody, it's Art from Masters of None, and with me, as always, is Jay.
What up?
And Mike.
Hi.
What's up, fellas? And before we get into our episode, our main topic, pot versus beer, where Mike's going to take the pot side and Jay is going to take the beer side, I'm going to moderate. We're going to do a little freestyle before we get into that. We're going to warm you up before we get into the nice hot entree. So what are you fellas drinking right now before we begin?
Blue Point Oktoberfest.
Nice.
I got my Spring Fling.
Spring Fling.
Yep.
Are you recording from Australia?
I still got some.
Well, good day. Toasted lager for me.
Nice.
Well, I asked about what we're drinking because this is going to be part of our discussion tonight. It's going to be pot versus beer.
That's right. You didn't ask us what we're smoking, did you? Nope.
And I'm glad we're all drinking Blue Point. What do you guys want to talk about before we get into the main topic tonight?
I've been watching movies up the ass this summer. I don't know about you guys. Literally, I've got a projector up my ass. Give it to me by your father.
Bend over.
Hit this projector in my ass. No, I've been seeing a ton of movies this summer. I don't know how, but I kind of have. I don't
drive
know.
In or just J Flicks or what?
Yeah, driving. Both J Flicks. This, little that.
All right.
What's your favorite thus far?
Give me a minute. I got to pull up the list because I've seen so fucking many.
All right. While you're looking up that, I recently saw Riddick. One of my friends like, hey, you want to go see a movie? I was like, sure. And I thought Wolverine was still up. I'm like, let's go see Wolverine. And they're like, no, because it's not up. I'm like, all right, what do you want to see?
Didn't Riddick like just come out this week?
Yeah, it just came out this week.
You thought Wolverine was still going to be out?
I don't know.
Like 2 months ago.
Whatever.
Hey, you know, the pictures are always out there.
Need to go to the Nickelodeon.
The talkies.
Art goes to the movie theater and there's an old guy playing an organ before the movie starts.
Art goes to the theater wearing a suit.
Derby. Brings his best gal. They show footage of the bombing of the Nazis.
We post the old timey shit.
Yeah.
Show Green Hornet cereal.
Fast forward.
It's our fucking crutch. I love it.
No, but I went to see Riddick and it was all right. Apparently it beat everybody else in the box office.
Did you see the first one?
There's Pitch Black and Chronicles of Riddick.
Really? There's two movies?
Yeah. And I think I saw Chronicles of Riddick maybe here and there. I bit pieces on TNT probably, but I never saw Pitch Black. But it was all right. It was a Vin Diesel movie. It was just him talking. And there were some pretty cool like special effects, but it was just,
yeah, that's kind of what I expected.
Yeah.
From that fucking flick.
It's not. Unfortunately, I know Jay's still looking up his...
Zero interest in that.
I didn't have any interest in that either. Have you seen a lot of movies this summer, Art, or is it like the first venture out into the world?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was a little bit nervous. I brought a satchel with some water and some spearmint gum just in case something went wrong.
Satchel
yeah,
of water.
Yeah, like a keg around your neck, like a Saint Bernard.
Yeah, a couple band aids and some Neosporin just in case. But no, I saw Man of Steel. I saw Iron Man, just like all the comic book movies, obviously. Yeah. But didn't really see anything else. Oh, coming late to the party, I saw Inception for the first time.
You just saw Inception serious? Now.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
It's great.
And speaking of even later the party, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I saw.
You never seen that?
No.
Good Lord.
And you know the funny thing about that movie is like, I kind of used like the equivalent of like Dazed and Confused a little bit, but like what I liked about this movie, Fast Times, is it was like not really a beginning and an end. It was just life.
It was just there.
Yeah.
It's like you step in, you see what's going on, then you just step out. Like, okay.
Yeah, and I dug it. I was like, all right, there were some good scenes in there, and I liked when Mr. Hand went to Sean Penn's house and just started talking with him. It's pretty cool.
Dude, that should be a topic. We should go into 80s movies that had no plot.
All of them?
Seriously, you know another movie that's like that I can't fucking stand? And everybody loves is Say Anything.
Never seen that.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
It's the same fucking thing, dude. It just goes nowhere. It's just like, oh, do you like her? Yeah. No, no, I don't. Now I do.
Kickboxing.
It's like, yeah.
Peter Gabriel.
That's it. Matt Damon. It's stupid. It's I want to do that. That's a good topic. Write it down.
Yeah, we'll do. Not really, but 80s movie. Speaking of the new RoboCop trailer, did you see that? It's like a totally different take. Are you guys psyched? Are you?
I have not seen it yet.
Oh yeah, the trailer's great.
That was good.
Yeah, that's actually, I like it because if it's good, it's going to be like Dread good. You know, like, how like fucking terrible
Dread remake good
Dread movie. Yeah, the Dread remake was amazing.
Really?
Fucking love that. But it'll be like that, and if it's fucking terrible, it'll be just like the old RoboCop. It'll be just as cheesy. It'll be great, and I'll buy that for $1.
Was that in it? Was that in the trailer?
No.
I bet somebody like RoboCop will say that line, or somebody will
they'll do
throw
it
out,
yeah.
Like, do a throwaway line.
They have to.
Here's some. Did you guys see a couple surprised me this year? This Is the End. Did you guys see that?
I saw the first like 40 minutes of it, and then
it was pretty fucking funny. I was very happily surprised. I didn't expect anything going into that.
Yeah,
and I enjoyed it.
Nice.
Yeah, like it. Remember we talked about like it's either going to be great or it's going to be the biggest piece of shit. Like just same thing of these guys like goofing on each other, but it's not funny, but it is funny.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome, and like the effects are pretty good too for like the low budget that they supposedly did it on. But there's just a ton of them shitting on each other, which is fucking really funny. Some good cameos in there that were good.
And you like the fact that Michael Cera got impaled, right?
It's the best. The best.
Let me, speaking of him quickly, because that's another movie I saw for the first time was Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, you like that?
That movie ruled.
I love that movie. The whole concept was brilliant. I from a video game perspective, I just thought it was a different type of movie. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a beautifully made, like perfectly stylized movie.
Yeah.
For sure. Speaking of Edgar Wright movies, did you guys see The World's End?
No.
Not very good.
Ew, really?
No, I was bummed out by it. I mean, may or may not be in the monster folder right now. If you knew where to get something called that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know, though.
Go to our website.
Yep. I got the list here. So Hangover 3, did you guys see that?
Nope.
It's fucking terrible. Forget about it.
Like, how bad was that? Like, I haven't seen 2 because I just heard, like,
was it the same as the other 2?
It's the same, formulaic, and less funny. Not as good. It was more serious. It was just like, it was kind of dark and serious. I'm like, what the fuck? This isn't funny. It's like kind of upsetting. Like, what am I looking at?
Surprised it wasn't a reimagining.
Yeah, right.
The first one.
I like Man of Steel. Did you like it, Art?
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I like the Christopher Reeve little nod to that. And a lot of people, spoiler alert, hated the ending when, you know, Superman, what happened to Zod.
What he does to Zod.
Yeah. So I'm like, why hate on that?
And I didn't think twice about that. I was like, but that's what people are mad about? What?
Yeah.
I thought it was silly because they have this huge fight where they're going through buildings and shit, and then this little physical thing kills him. Like, I'm pretty sure something like that might have happened while he was flying through a skyscraper.
Well, technically, because, you know, it's the Earth stuff and not, you know, a Kryptonian person doing it. It's fine. So.
Gunshot sound.
Private Layman Sasperil. Did you see the whole LexCorp thing?
I heard about that, yeah.
And
you hear the rumors that Bryan Cranston may play Lex Luthor?
That's a big hoax. That's not happening.
That's not happening?
That was a rumor, but I mean, they said they're going to announce it after Breaking Bad's done, which I guess is still a possibility, but I think they said that someone started that up because I think he tells Walt he looks like Lex Luthor, like way back in one of the earlier seasons of Breaking Bad.
Oh, really?
So someone's like, oh, hey, let me throw that out there. But I like the whole different sci-fi take on it. It was nice to not see the same stupid fucking movie again.
Yeah.
The same origin story. It's like, thank God. You sit through the same fucking movie again.
The origin story about everybody, like, I think it was a real take on someone being, like, from a different planet and being like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, we don't really trust you.
Yeah, like, this motherfucker is an alien, so why don't we see him like that?
Yeah.
Did you guys see My Little Pony Equestria Girls?
Oh, awesome, dude.
What?
Scootaloo stole the show. Applejack was a little disappointing.
I can't believe Scootaloo snapped Applejack's neck at the end, too. I was a little
upset. I know, right?
All right, this podcast is over.
Despicable Me 2? Monsters University?
No, I didn't see
that. Was that one movie, or?
Yeah. World War Z. I was pleasantly surprised by that.
Were you really?
Way better than the book. book's really? A piece of shit. I don't know how anybody likes it.
See, I just saw something about a, you know, I guess the DVD's coming out, and they're like, with a director's cut, not seen in theaters, and that's never a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, it's more like Outbreak than anything, and it can definitely be a little boring. I mean, it's not a zombie movie. Don't go in looking for a zombie movie. It's definitely fucking not, and the ending's a little bit boring, but I was expecting the worst, and pleasantly surprised.
So what's the deal? They contract
What's the deal?
What's the deal with zombies? Do they contract like the fucking virus or whatever, and then they just start talking? Then they start running fast, and do they eat people?
Yeah, it's a virus. It's you see Outbreak. It's just like that.
Yeah, but what do? They eat people.
It sounds like 28 days later, right?
Yeah, it's like a little 28 days later. It's like a little bit of I Am Legend.
So do they eat people like zombies, or they just what do they do?
Yeah, they I think they just bite them. I think they eat them. I don't remember. Whatever, it's worth a watch, though.
They bite them, they eat them, they go out for pizza. Whatever, it's something. Yeah, they just whatever. Do something.
I saw The Way, Way Back. Anybody see that? Sam Rockwell?
No. Oh, what was that? Oh,
yeah. It wasn't very good. It was all right. It's your typical, like, kid goes to the summer and gets a summer job and then learns from the old guy who's way too friendly with a kid who shouldn't be.
It sounds like a very special episode of Different Strokes to me.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun.
A lot like Adventureland. It's like Adventureland with a water park.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
So Pacific Rim, you guys see that?
No.
It was pretty stupid. I'd like to see it on Blu-ray. I saw it on JFlix.
Porno.
But, yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I really had no interest in seeing it, and apparently, like, everybody was fucking...
Just neither did I. It came along, and I got to see it. Same for Wolverine. It was pretty fucking terrible.
Art, did you see that?
Really?
Yeah. Art, did you see it? You didn't see it?
No, I didn't see it.
I guess people think it's better than the first one. I feel it's about the same.
Did you say for the ending?
No, I think it was cut off on JFlix.
What happens at the end?
I think the credit, like Marvel does that thing.
Nick Fury shows up, right?
No, I think it's Days of Future Past.
Oh, yeah. They're teasing that?
Yes, I think. But I'll never know because it takes me 3 years to go see a movie at the theater.
Apparently. Jesus.
Saw the to-do list, Aubrey Plaza.
I hate her.
Really? Oh, I love her.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. It was pretty funny.
It's like a shopping mall.
I hate that fucking, like, that that attitude and everything. Shut up. Shut up and buy a book. Be happy.
Buy Five a minutes. Book.
I don't care. Do something that you like. Don't stop being an idiot.
About Kick-Ass 2.
No, how was that?
I saw...
Is that still in the theaters?
Part of it? No. I saw the first half of it, and
how are you seeing, like, the first 10 minutes and halves of movies?
I get disinterested. Yeah. I get uninterested real fast, and I'm like, let's see what else is on. And I was unimpressed with what I saw.
Yeah, it was very disappointing. Nowhere near the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty shitty. Big letdown. Drinking Buddies. Anybody see that?
No, but I heard your review on
Mike Yawns.
Sorry. Wait, what was Drinking Buddies with? Was that with Ron Livingston?
Yeah, and Olivia Wilde.
I heard that was really good.
No.
No?
Wrong. No. It's like watching 7-year-olds who like each other but don't want to pretend like they like each other.
Okay.
You know, like how 13-year-old kids like will flirt with each other and mm-hmm. they never do anything. That mm-hmm. was like 2 hours of that.
Mm. Sounds yeah. entertaining.
Hell Baby. Anybody see that?
Oh, no. What was that?
That's Tom Lennon, Ben Garant. Leslie Bibb it's like The Exorcist, like Rosemary's Baby meets The Exorcist, kind of. It's pretty funny. Not great. Not bad, though. But Ricky Lindholm's like super naked in it. So that was Ooh. Fun. Yeah.
Ricky Lake?
Yep. Ricky Lake.
Nice.
Awesome. I think that's about it. Iron Man 3, that was... I didn't see Star Trek. Anybody see Star Trek?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I liked it. I'm not a Trekkie, so I don't know. Like, I know a lot of people got pissed off at the whole... how they presented Khan, but I was like, all right, whatever. He's another guy. Here he is. Like, I didn't really give a shit. You know? I was like, yeah, it's cool. Yeah,
I thought it was good. If the problem is, I think people were thinking too much in the old Star Trek movies. You have to watch it from the world of J.J. Abrams from the first one to this one, and it works. It works really well. Yeah.
Let's do Dexter and Breaking Bad, and then we'll get into Pot versus Beer.
Okay.
Cool.
How you guys feeling on Dexter?
It's fucking terrible.
Really? You hate it? You hate this season?
Oh, dude, I just caught up, and I just today, and I watched this latest episode, the Going to Miami episode, and I fucking... I read a thing online that was like a Redditor apparently leaked the final episode.
Don't tell me. Please don't spoil it.
And I read it, and then I'm watching this episode, and I'm going, oh, no, this fucking thing is true, and it's terrible. And the bitch takes Harrison to the fucking hospital when he...
Yeah, that's just, there's definite, like, logic problems here.
Fucking put a Band-Aid on that shit, bitch.
That was Harrison's worst acting moment, by the way.
Yeah, I was like, ow. Yeah. And I also love the fact that Dexter can fucking saw people's bones off, and you can't wait 20 minutes for him to get home so he can stitch a wound together. I'm sure he could do it.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah, or call Deb or someone else.
Yeah.
There's so many, like, logic holes now, and, like, the whole world of Dexter, like, when it started, all the shit he does, like, looking up people at work that he's not supposed to be looking up.
Right.
That shit gets recorded. And
you're done, son.
There's video cameras everywhere, all the shit he does. Like, there's no way any of that shit could go on. But that being said, I think this season's been definitely better than the last couple.
It has been, but I just actually just posted on Facebook before it. I watched the first episode of this season of Boardwalk Empire, and it is so much better than the last two seasons of Dexter and this one combined.
Really? I've never seen Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, good? My God, it's so fucking good.
I hate, like, old period piece stuff. Like,
no, we don't.
No, you don't. You love them.
I know. I like to do the voice. But I don't like watching stuff in black and white, like Mad Men, Boardwalk Empire.
Wait a minute. That's not in black and white.
They're not. They feel like they are. I just can't. Black and white stuff and then, like, anything in courtrooms. Just poof, tune right out. I can't do it.
Coming to Fox this fall, Old Timey Courtroom.
Oh, God.
Starring Buster Poindexter.
Kill me. Buster Poindexter. I would watch that.
I don't know.
And Breaking Bad.
Bad, right? Fucking amazing.
It's so good. I have no idea what the hell's going to happen.
Yeah, that's the one that I know what's happening, and then I'm, like, completely thrown a loop every time.
I didn't like the way they ended this one that was just on. I don't know how to say what it is, but the showdown in the desert. I'll just say that to keep it spoiler-free.
Mexican standoff?
Yeah. Like, it should have stopped at the standoff part. And then again, there's some, like, wait, how did that just happen?
I love it.
You know what I mean? Like, why that would never have happened.
I fucking love it. Love that. But, I mean, literally, I felt my jaw being clenched. Watching that whole thing, I was just so so stressed out. Watch every episode now is like such a fucking it takes a toll on my ticker.
on my ticker,
you see.
But they're doing that.
Reach Elizabeth.
AMC has decided they're gonna do the spinoff.
Yeah, the Saul Goodman spinoff.
Yeah,
which could be a colossal failure, but whatever. Yeah. They could try it. They could try it. I don't give a shit. But
it would be great if it was like a reverse, like, L.A. Law, where instead of, like, trying to prove the case, it's just him trying to weasel someone out of a case. Like, in every episode's like a different way that he, like, weasels someone out of something on, like, some technicality or some shit.
Well, apparently, that'd be great. Apparently, it's like it might be something like that, because apparently it's like a prequel to, like, before he met Walt, like, how he got to be Saul Goodman, you know? So it might be like that.
That could be cool. But it could also, definitely be a huge, colossal failure, as you said.
Yeah, absolutely. But this season's been amazing. I'm so excited to see what the hell's going to happen. Who the fucking Ryson's for. Who he comes back. Is he wearing a wire? There's so much shit going on. It's crazy. Who's going to make it through the end?
With the flash forwards, dude, that's what really keeps you thinking.
Yeah.
It's like, well, wait, he's got to make it, because we already see him, what appears to be in the future, and he's got to beat the cancer. But,
right.
Like, what the fuck? Like, what? How does that happen? Right. How do you get to that point?
Right, yeah.
I hope it all ties up. I think it will.
Yeah. Where can he be?
Where can he be? Yeah, dude, it's fucking nuts. Everything's just...
I got to start watching this show.
Seriously.
Yeah. By the way, anybody says The Wire is better than Breaking Bad is fucking stupid and high.
And speaking of, that's a good segue, because
you saw what I did there.
You did.
But yeah, I got through two seasons of The Wire, and I can't even get, like, halfway into three. I'm fucking done with it. I gave up on it.
Wow, missing out, bro. You're missing out on a fucking Marlowe.
I don't know. Marlowe. At some point, I'll get back to it. But
Marlowe and Omar.
I don't know. I don't know if just Omar can fucking carry me through 2.5 more seasons of that shit.
Carry me home.
All right, so let's get into this, shall we?
Yes.
Yes. All right, so now we're going to move on to the main part of the show, pot versus beer. Like I said earlier, Mike's got the side of pot, Jay's got the side of beer, and we're going to start tackling with the intro. And I'm going to let the elder statesman go first. So, Jay, I want you to give me your case for why beer is better than pot.
Elder statesman, how dare you? Ladies and gentlemen, beer is the all-American beverage. Nobody drinks more beer than Americans. There's nothing that goes hand in hand with America like beer. We drink it on our show. We're sponsored by it. We all love it. There's millions of varieties, millions of people who love it. It's legal. And goddammit, beer is way better than pot.
Strong statement by the elder statesman. Thank you very much.
My wife's making fun of me in the background.
make your case for why pot is better than beer.
It's quite simple, really. It's that pot is so much better than beer because pot doesn't have the baggage that beer has with it. Pot is has a very clean, smooth finish that that always goes down smooth and
never let you down.
Never let you down. Keeps you very high, as they say. Right? See how I did that?
No.
A little wordplay.
2 points.
Beer is an evil thing that has destroyed many, many lives, while pot has only made people filthy, filthy rich. And also has killed many people in the process as well. No, pot's just, I mean, come on, it's easy. It's really easy. Pot's better.
Okay. Thanks for those opening statements, gentlemen. Jay, I'm going to go back to you. Give me, we'll first go with our first time experience with pot. Jay, talk about it.
I've never smoked pot. All right. These are things that could get me fired. So I'm a straight up only beer, only legal substances to this temple I call a body.
All right. Your body is a wonderland. So, all right. So talk about beer. However, if I did try pot,
I don't remember when it might have been. Probably in college at some point, if I were to have ever done it, which I haven't.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not memorable at all, if I were to have done that ever.
Okay. All right, what about your first experience with beer?
Oh, me or Mike?
Yeah.
Do you want to do Mike's first pot and then come back to me? Go back and forth?
Sure, if you want to run this, if you want to moderate, that's cool. All right, the elder statesman wants you to talk about your first time with pot, Mike, so go ahead.
If I was to have a first time, it would have ended with me driving home listening to Smashing Pumpkins with a friend of mine and really realizing, wow, this album's fucking good.
Wait,
and then,
which album was it? This is very important.
If
you say Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, you automatically lose.
Again, with the moderation right. over
yeah, okay. Now you don't get an answer. How about that?
Snide comments, 2 points each. Boom, boom, boom.
It was Melancholy and Infant Sadness, the double album, and you only drove 2 blocks to get home. That's how long.
Then I got home and watched Conan and realized, man, Conan's fucking funny as hell. So that instantaneously made things around me better. So that would have been the first time, if it ever happened, which it never did. I don't know what you're talking about.
For imagination, for both of you, I'll give you 10 points each. It's great. I love how you're just thinking about the what ifs.
Yeah, it's a hypothetical situation.
It's taking it back to the Marvel What If comic book series. Precisely. Nice.
Alternate
what
universe.
If Masters of None tried pot?
It's alternate universes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's what we're talking about here.
The new 52. All right. we'll stick with Mike on this one, if that's okay with Jay. Is that cool?
Sure.
All right, cool. Mike, we're going to stick with you. Talk about your first time you experienced the greatness or the non-greatness that is beer.
First time I experienced, really experienced beer, you know, how you're supposed to experience, ended up with me face down in a pile of my friend's hockey equipment.
Which is always awesome smelling.
And then later... never having the taste of fucking Nestle's Quick and cigar out of my mouth ever in the history. I rained on in a car outside of a diner.
You got rained on inside of a car?
Yeah, they left the window
in
open.
In a diner?
They left
in
the window diner. Open, and I fell asleep on the bathroom floor for a little while. It was great, man. It was the best. I love beer. It's so good. Does great things for you. That was my first time.
So confused. I'm still trying to think
if
about
if that ever actually happened, if I ever had okay. beer ever.
Okay, just here's a disclaimer. Anybody listening, ifs, everything is about ifs. What if all right, we don't need to do ifs anymore. If I hear another if besides myself saying if, you lose 5 points.
Got it.
Understand me?
Sure.
Jay, is that all right with you?
You're the boss.
All right, really?
Nope.
Sweet. All right. Let's talk. No. All right. Go ahead, Jay. Your first time with beer.
My first experience tasting a beer, I have to say, was probably my dad giving me like a little sip way back when I was a kid. And just going, wow, this soda tastes so weird. Because you get the carbonation and it just tastes like a really shitty soda. But beer, like a lot of things, is an acquired taste. I don't think most people enjoy it when they first try it. But you keep at it and then you're very nicely rewarded by the enjoyment of beer in all its different forms. But definitely a bonding moment, a father-son moment, which is a great, great memory for many, many fathers and sons across the world.
Here you go, son. Here's my alcoholism. Enjoy. Right.
Clark Griswold shares that first beer with Rusty in the desert after he crashed the family truckster. Nothing like that first moment.
Yeah. Excuse me, man.
Let your mom smell that beer in your breath. Take it out on me.
If we're going to be talking about, you know, which is better, let's talk about availability. I know that right now weed's going to be available in some states. It's legal and all that crap. But right now, in terms of availability, wouldn't you say beer? I'm asking Mike. Wouldn't you say beer is easier to get?
Of course. Of course it is. Of course it is. But, Art, I have to throw this at you, man. A friend in need is a friend indeed. And a friend with weed is better. A friend with breasts and all the rest, a friend who's dressed in leather. I mean, that in itself tells you exactly the best of the two. I mean, come on. It's just.
I love limericks, 10 points.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Beer is more easier to get because, I don't know, everybody got all scared about that prohibition thing. Ooh, whatever. Couldn't follow through, America, yet again. Jerks.
All right, Jay, we're going back to you for variety.
Oh man,
you love beer. You have actually plug your website if you want your pseudo website, not your pseudo website, but your sub side website about beer, which is like HV.
One day that website is going to get top billing.
Uh huh. One day.
Yeah, what a douche I would be if that happened.
Mm-hmm. Negative 3 points, but go ahead.
So wait, are we talking about availability or variety?
Because mm-hmm.
you skipped me on availability.
Variety. Well, I mean, availability. I think we all kind of can agree
that it wins
on that, right?
Category. Sure.
We'll see. I haven't tallied up my
hold
points
on.
Yet.
I'll give you another little.
Hold on.
I can give you a fun fact as to why beer is much more available than marijuana.
Maybe because it's
this
legal.
This better be fun.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you. Part, I'll tell anyway. You the reason why. Tell you the reason why because the reason why weed is illegal is because of racism. Boom. Dropping facts. Truth bombs. Here they come. Boom.
Please, keep going.
The intense anti-marijuana movement of the 1930s kind of paralleled nicely with the anti-Chicano movement of the 1930s. It was basically a hidden way to not allow Mexican-American subcultures from developing.
I thought it was because Rupert Murdoch wanted to get rid of hemp.
Truth bombs.
No?
I'm dropping shit. Fucking dropping.
I'm just. I thought you said chimichanga and I was getting hungry. I'm sorry.
It's true, though. It's very, very true.
I'll look it up.
You can.
In a book.
You should be telling it.
All right. Going back to you, Jay. Variety. Talk about the different varieties that is beer.
There's literally hundreds and thousands of varieties, and that's one of the beautiful things about it. Weed, it's a plant. It's pretty much there's two kinds. There's sativa, indica, and then a couple different strains of each. But essentially, there's two kinds. You know, one does one kind of thing to you, the other does the other.
Beer, if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it.
Don't try to fix it.
Beer across the board, in the end, has the same effect, no matter what you're drinking, but there's so many different flavors. All the different tastes are available. Weed pretty much tastes like smoke every time you smoke it. If, you know, if I knew anything about that. But I just don't know what people tell me.
What word did you just say?
Oh, I heard it.
Yeah, I heard it too. Negative 5 points.
Oh, did I say the IF word?
Yes.
That's right. I'm going to win by so many points, I can give up 5 here or there.
Oh, look at that. Ooh. Cockiness, 2 points.
See? I got 2 back right there. I'm only down 1 now. But yeah, literally hundreds of different styles, different regional styles, different, you know, from porters to stouts to IPAs to pale ales to pilsners, lagers, ales. There's almost infinite varieties to choose from. That's one of the things that makes it so great. Seasonal varieties you have as well, which is cool too. So you always have something to look forward to that you can't get at certain times of the year. It's just awesome. There's always something to look forward to coming around. Weed, yeah. This will get you high, or this will get you high. It's all going to taste like shit going down. It's going to taste like smoke. It's going to taste like lung cancer.
All right. But you know what? I hear unruly teens talk about the different varieties of weed. Mike, explain this.
Yeah, man. There's the green kind, the greener kind, and the kind that fucks you up good. Shit. But as you kind of made my point for me, which was great. You know, there's only 2 kinds. It's all you need. It's all it does, because it does all the same thing. Why do you need to gussy up your weed? No, you don't need to do that. It's like when you get a beer and somebody gets a Corona and puts a lime in it. I'm like, what do you got, scurvy? Get that fucking thing out of here. You should just be happy with your beer. No, you got to go tinkering with it and go throwing all kinds of shit in it. Hey, let's see if we could put some pomegranate in it. That'll be good. Some potpourri or some bullshit. Oh, God. So much beer tastes like fucking garbage that it gets old really, really quick. But, you know, you find your few. And not to mention the fact that most of the IPAs out there really just want to be, they just really want to be weed, because, as we all know, the hops is the closest relative to the cannabis plant, which really they're just pretenders. They're posers in the first place anyway.
True. We talk about shitty beer, but all weed tastes shitty going in. You're just inhaling smoke. It just burns your throat. Mm-hmm. It doesn't taste good. It doesn't feel good while you're taking it in.
Then
you got some guys who want to roll it in some paper, and some guys want to put it in a big plastic pipe or this little metal pipe over here. No, I want to take this and I want to heat it up and then just inhale the fumes.
And you also forgot when they make, oh, I don't know, delicious brownies out of it. Yes, they
you
taste
also make
terrible
delicious brownies out of beer though too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you made vanilla brownies, blondies, beer blondies. Never had that.
No. Never heard of that ever.
It's truth bomb.
See that?
Never heard of that ever. I've never truth heard bomb of right back never at heard you. Of a straight man having that.
That's me. That's me. That's me riding a truth bomb down like Slim Pickens.
Yo, guys, you want to get a fucking 6-pack of blondies? No, Debbie Harry, why don't you go suck a butt? Jesus. It sounds like fucking
suck a butt.
All right, hypothetically, we're going to kind of go a little bit off topic. Mike, hypothetically, if you had, you know, give me a hypothetical best time you ever had with weed.
Hypothetically?
Yeah.
Hypothetically, it would be the time that my college roommate made a device for using hypothetical weed out of a surface-to-air missile-launching bazooka. We called it Bongzooka, and it hypothetically was absolutely incredible. Most incredible thing I ever seen, which brings me to my next topic of ingenuity. There seems to be many ingenious people out there that hypothetically make smoking weed or having hypothetical weed an adventure in itself. That same roommate also developed a device that you'll like this, Art. It started off from a toy lightsaber, and it developed from the lightsaber connected to a fireman's mask, and we named it Darth Vapor. So, hypothetically, I mean, that may have never happened. I'm not sure.
Oh, so, puns! I love them. 3 points for puns. No, but all right, I like that. The ingenuity, that I'm digging that. But Jay, for you, best experience with beer?
The best experiences, the beautiful thing about beer is these kinds of things happen all the time. You look at any beer festival, and now there's one like every weekend that you can go to and just enjoy all the different kinds as much as you like for like 4 to 5 hours for about $40. You can do that almost anywhere now, any weekend. You can't do that with weed. You can't do it with weed.
Although I could, gotcha, although I could sit on my couch and think that I'm there. And it's about the same feeling.
I get that. You made a very good point, Jay, about it's everywhere. People can go for like $40 and drink as long as they want. I get that. But for you personally, what was like one of the best times that, you know, you always remember like, yep, this wouldn't happen without
beer? So many. And, you know, I didn't need an engineering degree for any of them. That's the thing. I didn't need any tools. I didn't need to weld anything. I just needed to show up and hold a glass, take the glass from 90-degree angle.
Need those,
that's it.
You don't need those things with hypothetical weed. You just need a little moxie and some elbow grease.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe my first beer tasting party I had for my birthday. That was pretty awesome. But there's so many good times. It's always a good time. And you can literally go have the best time ever nearly any weekend you want to with beer. That's the beauty of it. It's always out there. It's always available. It's always legal. You're not going to get in trouble for buying it. Can't get arrested for buying it. As long as you're 21, of course. That's the beauty of it. You can have that best time ever every single night. You can have the most memorable night of your life every night.
All right. And while you're drinking beer, there are some people who, like, going back to college days, you know, of course you might binge drink to see, you know, shotgun of beer, beer pong, what have you. But are you the type of guy, or maybe you probably got out of that phase, but I mean, there was a point where you're just like, yeah, I'm going to get buzzed. I just want to drink so I can get buzzed. Was that ever, like, you know, brought into your existence at all?
Yeah, like 2 hours ago.
So that's still like, you, like, one of the, like, the reason why I'm saying is like, describe like why being buzzed drinking is better than hypothetically being buzzed smoking weed.
Because you can still continue to function and have a good time. Once you start catching a buzz from weed, you don't want to do anything except sit there and listen to shitty jam bands.
I'm doing a podcast right now.
Or do a podcast. Either of those things. A lot of times, both of them can suck. But getting a nice beer buzz early in the morn, as a wise woman once said, is just the best, because you can still function as you were, except everything is better and awesome, and you can still do things. You don't just automatically end up in a flip and fuck or a beanbag chair and just staring at a fucking blacklight poster. It's the best. You continue with life. Life is just as good, only better, because you can still do it when you got a nice buzz from alcohol, from beer. But with weed, that's it. It's game over, man. It's fucking Mario Kart until you pass out. It's the worst.
Doesn't sound too bad. Mike, what about you? Describe the hypothetical feeling if while you're high.
It makes a person better at Halo.
Did you say hi to me, or are you talking about a
hypothetically
video game?
What?
Forget it.
Spoken like a true pothead.
See, I disagree, because it says so right on the can. It says do not do anything while drinking this. Do not operate heavy machinery.
Wait. When does weed come in?
While drinking it, but after is cool.
You can drive a car. You can operate heavy machinery. You can be pregnant. You can't do do any of those things. It says so on the can, specifically the things that you can't do. That's bullshit. I've never seen a joint wrapped with anything that says, hey, while you're after you do this, you shouldn't laugh at dogs because they have sunglasses on. That never happens. That never happens. But with beer, it's printed right on the label. They have to have meetings in Congress to tell you, you know what, you really shouldn't do this. This is pretty bad. We're going to sell this to you, but it's really bad, so we should put labels on it.
Right, but here's the thing. The worst label is on a piece of paper called the law, my friend.
Oh.
It says you can't do this. Pot, period.
_ because we hate Mexicans. Racism, period.
Hashtag YOLO. I stole that from We're the Millers. I just watched that. Sorry.
Thank you.
Wasn't very good, by the way.
Thanks.
Not live up to the hype.
Would have been better if you were not drinking but doing the other thing. hypothetically.
Well, I had to drink to make it better.
There you go.
Exactly.
See?
Oh. Makes things better.
All right, Mike, talk about some of the bad
after effects. If I had smoked weed, I would have fell asleep halfway through it.
Man.
That would have been a good thing. You would have taken a nap and you would have missed the bad movie, though,
and you
would have
thought it was good. You were like, wow, did I dream a better movie? I think I did. Let me write that down and make $1 million.
Inception horn.
Except that's what you're doing with your life, young fella.
I know.
I'm so confused. Mike, yeah. Talk about the bad after effects of
the bad after effects of beer. Oh, my God. I mean, the obvious one is hangovers. They're the fucking worst. They make suicide a possibility. It's the worst fucking thing ever. And then as you get older, they get worse. Sometimes they creep over into the dreaded two-day hangover. Who wants that fucking bullshit? Talk about doing nothing. Christ, you don't want to fucking, you don't want to even open your eyes. You want to see sunlight. Because you had a few too many. You had a few too many brewskis with the bro dogs. Bunch of fucking queers.
All right, Chase, for you, bro dog, you talk about the bad after effects of weed.
Well, the after effects are passing out and not getting laid.
Says you.
Also fires when you fall asleep with a lit joint. In a bed.
Oh my God, what is this, the 1950s?
And hairy palms.
Seriously. You'll go crazy. One smoke and you'll go crazy.
Rafa Madden.
Your mental chemistry will never be the same. You'll end up talking like this.
Tell me on that soundboard you have like a movie projector sound on there, please.
When you hear this sound, boop, turn the page.
Turn the page.
Oh, whenever. Hit the button. Do something.
What kind of projector is this?
Do something old-timey.
I love how you said when or whatever in that voice, the old-timey voice. That's even great.
When you hear the beep, not, crank not the engine on your Model T. When you hear the beep, do something old-timey. When you hear the beep, slap a dame.
When you hear the beep, 23 is skidoo.
When you hear the beep, drop the A-bomb on the deck.
Give them slopes what for?
When you hear the beep, tell them cuddles to make sure they use their own water fountains.
Decrease the property values of your neighborhood. Wow, that went off the rail real fast.
When you hear the beep, Lindsay Lohan. Cowbag. Where were we? We interrupted this serious debate with comedy.
I'm sorry, damn it. Wow, how dare we?
What the hell's wrong with us? Oh, boy.
10 points, each, both of you. Nice job.
When you hear the beep, Mike. End of bit.
Negative 2 points for Kevin.
One too many. Just like beer. Boom! Bringing it back.
There you go. Yeah. Best place for you to enjoy weed, Mike. Hypothetically.
Fucking German techno concert. I don't know.
If you were to indulge, tell me about the best place. Because, I mean, just go ahead.
The best place to do anything? Fucking college, bro. Seriously, college is... We used to have a saying, there's a time and place for everything, and it's called college. And that's exactly true, man. It's the fucking great... Oh, it was the greatest. I miss it. I miss it so.
I kind of want to do a subtopic because I thought when you brought this up, Mike, you brought up this topic and you were like, you know, college edition, whatever. Yeah. And I think pod versus beer, especially in college, is more debatable just because.
Yeah, totally.
It's easier. Both are easier to get. And I think both are, I'd say, a custom at college.
It's a rite of passage. Yeah.
Yeah.
They go hand in hand in college.
They really do.
Yeah,
because I think that's one place where you don't. I mean, I think depending on where you're indulging, if you would indulge into some weed, you know, you wouldn't want to do it in the dorms, or maybe you would. You'd be ballsy and just make sure your RA wouldn't get you. But I mean, for college, man, was it easier to get weed or beer for you?
I mean, it's always easier. It's always easier to get beer because again, it's legal. But
usually in college, you're underage.
Yeah, true. For half of it, at least.
Dude, it was almost all of it to my last semester for me.
Really? You were 21 till your last semester? Ugh.
Yeah, dude.
He's like the Doogie Howser. He, like, skipped a couple grades and...
Wow.
Dude, I was 17 my whole first semester.
Wow. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Bob.
Weird, right?
Seriously.
Nice.
I could have my wife arrested.
Yeah.
Law back.
That's, that out.
That's, that's great. That's crazy, though. I couldn't imagine that. But yeah, I mean, it was... It's always just as easy. It just seems to just... It, you don't even have to look for it. It just seems to find you when you're in college. You know what I mean? I mean, the fucking first party...
It's in your college mailbox. Here you go.
It is. It's like it comes in the mail with samples of Tide. You know? It's just the greatest... It's fucking crazy. Like, the first party I ever threw at my house when I was in college, you know, I had two people doing whippets off the couch. I'm like, Jesus Christ. All right. This, I guess this is happening. All right. Here we go. You know what I mean? Fuck. It was fucking crazy. But, yeah, it's easy. It is such a college thing for both, really. I mean, you know, Jay, I'm sure you can attest to this too. Like after a while, after you turn 21, it just become beer just kind of becomes, oh, yeah, I'll have a beer. It's not like, dude, we're gonna get fucked up. It's like never. Yeah. It's rarely like that anymore. You know.
I would say it's almost easier to get weed in college because that's something that people sell. Like, if there's alcohol around, chances are it's either drank already or someone has to go out and buy it.
Right.
But usually weed is a product that is just always for sale.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'd say it is almost easier to get pot.
In college. Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. You don't have to, like, find somebody else to get, like,
yeah,
to...
There's no alcohol dealers in the room next door to you. Like, oh, that dude fucking totally sell you some beer. What? No.
What? No, I'll just get my own. Fuck you.
Yeah.
It's just in a Ziploc bag, one beer.
Yeah.
He sells it 10 ounces at a time. Yo, give me a dime of beer.
Yo, man, give me 50 cc's of Miller Lite. Man, I'll suck sort of. Your dick.
Just a sandwich bag, a Ziploc bag filled with beer. 10 ounces of beer. Dime beer.
I don't know if this ain't apple juice. All right, moving on. Jay, can you overdo it with beer?
Oh, of course. It happens with pot, though, as well. But
when?
When you're driving 20 in the fast lane. Because you're paranoid. And that giant semi just slams into the back of you. Because you don't have your brake lights on.
Wait, but wait, I thought you just said that when you do hypothetically smoke pot, you... Just stay where you are and pass out.
Yeah, sometimes you're driving
a car.
A car
somewhere.
Sometimes you're where you are is in a car on the highway, and then you pass out.
That's just a stupid idea. Nobody drinks, and you shouldn't drink and drive. Why would you smoke and drive? That's the same. I think that's the same. It's apples to apples, there, sir.
Right. So, what are you arguing?
Arguing the fact that it's just as dangerous. It's not the.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do that.
Touche.
What normal person would fucking. Drink or smoke in a car while driving.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, the ill effects, as we said, you know, hangover, but that's if you're an idiot and you don't do it right, which, again, same said for pot. You could do too much. You can have a pot hangover.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
I think that was Donna Summer's, like, second hit.
Pot hangover.
I never heard that. I thought it was just maybe, like, that would be, you know, you ate too much.
Sure, you could eat way too many Doritos. You could puke. You could get some serious constipation.
See, if you're smart and you fill your fridge with healthy treats, then that'll never happen.
Good call, Mom.
Yeah. Get something good for you, like an apple or something.
Tell yourself a flavor.
Get yourself something good. Make slice up a peach and put some... Some whipped cream on it. You'll love it, honey.
Keep some carrot sticks in the fridge.
Some hummus and some crackers.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Hummus rule.
Hummus rule. You say that like hummus is a plural.
Yeah.
Hummai.
Humma.
Hummuses. 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 These hummuses.
All right, this show's not going anywhere. Let's go to wild cards.
It really isn't.
No, it's not.
I love it.
Mike, talk about some wild cards. Bring out some wild cards for pot and why it's better than beer.
Okay.
This isn't the final speech, because we got to draw this out for a little bit more, but let's talk about wild cards.
Wild cards. Has anyone ever hit their wife because they smoked too much weed?
No, but they have, because the goddamn Redskins lost again.
And beer makes you fat. Moving on.
I argue that pot makes you fatter. Because
no,
of the munchies.
Again, if you stack your fridge with healthy snacks, you don't want to go anywhere and you have nothing but vegetables, you'll be fine. But snack your fridge with fucking bullshit, and yeah, you're going to be bad. Look at Snoop Dogg. He smokes a ton of weed, and he's skinny as a rail.
Hypothetic.
Pot will also give you lung cancer. Beer is loaded with vitamins. It is.
Like zinc?
Vitamin B, vitamin D, whole grains. It's good for you. Wheat.
Wheat?
Wheat, water. Keeps you hydrated.
Doesn't it cause dehydration?
But it's mostly water. That's the thing.
It's weird, though. It's weird, though, that you need to have glasses of water before you go to bed because you're dehydrated from drinking all the beer.
Yeah, but you also get cotton mouth from weed.
Yeah. It's just your taste buds working.
Let me give you some quotes from some amazing people about beer.
Right. Okay.
Here
comes the Ben Franklin quote.
Right. Nope. Okay. William Shakespeare. Ben Franklin's a piece of shit. For a quart of ale is a meal for a king. Yes. Plato. He was a wise man who invented beer. Frank Zappa. You can't be a real country unless you have a beer and an airline. It helps if you have some kind of a football team or some nuclear weapons. But at the very least, you need a beer. Homer Simpson. I would kill everyone in this room for a drop of sweet beer. And there's probably another 100 beer quotes from Homer Simpson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Alcoholism, the cause and solution to all of life's problems.
Absolutely.
But who said this? In wine there is freedom, in beer. Actually, hold on.
Truth.
Yes.
You got it.
Who said that?
Why don't you tell us, smart guy?
Benjamin Franklin.
See, I told you I wasn't going to talk about that guy. He's a piece of shit. Here's a better one. 24 hours in a day, 24 beers in a case. Coincidence? Stephen Wright.
Oh, man. Are you reading these off of a Life is Full of Important Decisions poster that you were hanging on your wall?
It's my beer a day calendar. Shh.
Yeah. Of tough choices. That's what it is. Life is full of tough choices, and it has all the beer quotes.
Beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy.
Yeah. Woo.
You know who said that?
That piece of shit, Ben Franklin.
What's your beef with Ben?
Man. The worst, dude. Let's do like
the bifocals?
Worst founding father of all time. Ready? Go. Ben Franklin.
Game John over. Hancock.
Art.
Aaron Burr.
Zachary Tyler.
Aaron Burr.
Alan Ball. Got milk. All right. Let's just move this on. Final speech, Mike. Go ahead.
All right. Art.
Yeah?
Let me just say this.
Uh-huh.
It makes music sound better. It makes orgasms better. It makes me better at Halo. It makes Adult Swim funny. It makes it makes you fat. Beer makes you fat, which is bullshit. Also, I have to say this. The hipsters are totally starting to ruin this whole microbrew craze. I'm sorry. I have to say it. It's getting to be too much. I fucking love beer. And I love, you know, finding a new beer and enjoying it and whatever. But if, God damn it, if everybody and their fucking mother is starting a brewery and it's like, hey, guys, guess what? You know, I'm kind of starting to get sick of it. Honestly, I really am. It's like getting to be, it's starting to jump the shark a little bit here. This whole microbrew craze.
Yeah, it'll come to a head. Get it.
Beer puns.
Puns.
in a year or two, it'll be back to where it was.
A beer or two.
In a beer or two.
Yo, get over beer real quick.
Yeah, I do agree. It is getting a little out of hand. But if you just ignore all that shit, it's the greatest time to be a beer drinker right now.
Oh, and absolutely. This is definitely the golden age.
Absolutely.
Of beer drinking. No, it is. It really is. But
it's fucking amazing. And I mean, I'm not starting a brewery, so my life savings aren't at stake. So yeah. Everyone else, go for it. I encourage everyone.
Yeah, I'll gladly partake.
Kick in a few shekels for every Kickstarter.
Shekels.
Do it.
Sure, absolutely. There's going to be some backlash. It's not going to be pretty.
Yeah. But
from this podcast? Just
probably.
Yeah, it's not going to affect me, though. That's the thing. I'm just going to sit here and reap the benefits and just drink all the good parts that come out of it. And as long as you're not congregating where, you know, the people who ruin it are, you're all right.
Okay. That's a good point.
That's how I feel. Mm. It's just like, you know, if you don't go to where there are mass quantities of potheads, that won't bother you either. Stay away from the fish shows, and you won't have a problem with dirty hippies, filthy potheads. That won't bother you. Just enjoy it where you enjoy it, and then, you know, the people who ruin it for everyone else won't be a factor in your life.
We're not here to bother anyone, man. We're here to listen to the music that speaks to us.
We're here to listen to Jerry's words, man.
Listen to the words.
You guys want to play Can Jam?
Can Jam.
You make up sports.
Yeah, that's true.
That's where Rock Jock came from.
The invention of Frisbee golf.
Hacky sack, Frisbee golf.
Hacky sack.
Rolf. Sounds like a Muppet.
Yep. Did any of you guys put this topic up on the good old Facebook?
No, we did not.
Good. Because
this episode ain't coming out.
No, I think it is, but I want to do a little twist. Jay, are you done with your final speech?
You didn't even offer me the chance to start my final speech.
Oh, great googly moogly. All right, I thought that was your final speech, but go ahead.
It's taking over again.
Beer goes back to, like, ancient times, like Babylon, Mesopotamia. Basically, beer was invented kind of by accident, just from some grain sitting around fermenting, people drinking them. Hey, it's pretty awesome. Basically, farming was invented because of beer, because they wanted to figure out how to make more beer. So if it wasn't for beer, there would be no civilization. We'd all be dead right now. We would have all been mammoth food.
I watched How Beer Saved the World, too.
No, I haven't seen that.
You should. It's good.
But yeah, there's no documentary called How Pot Saved the World now, is there?
There is. It's just harder to find. It's only for cool people.
It's in a Dropbox somewhere.
Yeah. It's in a Dropbox hogging up all the memories somewhere.
It's on some hippie's Digital 8 camcorder from 1999. On a little mini tape that you need an adapter for. You got to put it in a bigger tape.
Clover pipe.
He always planned on editing it, but he never got around to it, man. I wonder why. Pothead.
One day I'll get it.
Keep procrastinating your life away, potheads.
Yeah, just gotta get some oatmeal cream pies and I'm good.
Okay, thanks guys for this one hell of a podcast. Yeah, whatever this was.
It's educational.
Yeah, what I'm gonna do is, because in the past I got yelled at for making some snap and rash decisions right away. Uh-oh. I'm not gonna make my announcement until our next podcast.
Whoa, what? Teaser!
And we should put this on Facebook, and I want people on our Masters of None Facebook account say which one's better and why. Oh, and I'm gonna make my decision in the next episode.
Here's another thing that's gonna go unfinished.
Probably true.
And spot wins. Woo!
Yes.
We'll never refer to again.
So we'll try something in the different for the versus episode. So until next time.
I feel like we should do more. This was kind of short. Should we do some freestyle as well?
Sure.
Give people something good to listen to in this?
We got
sure.
All
right. Yeah. So we'll do a little freestyle.
We'll put it at the beginning.
And next podcast, I'll give out my results on who won.
There you go. So sign it off. Well, we'll cut that part out. Just sign it off as if we're finished. Go ahead.
All right. Hope you guys are happy with that. If not, who cares? But make sure you listen to the next episode to see who wins, pot or beer. So for Jay,
vote beer.
For Mike,
vote beer.
See you.
Sure. Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
Someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.